Good health is a crown worn by the healthy that only the ill can see. Your health really is your wealth. Join us for the next hour as we explore disease and attaining and maintaining good health. This is Dis-Chem Medical Monday, brought to you by Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
And it's Monday morning. It's just gone 5 minutes after 10. Also, possibly a Sunday morning, depending on when you're listening to this. That's right, Ronnie, I'm looking at you. We are chatting with Professor Celine Bernstein, health mentor. Absolutely love chatting to the prof, functional medicine nutritionist and clinical practitioner and author of Health Seekers. Very, very important topic. And we're going to be chatting about body prep for the holiday season. You know, what do we do ahead of holiday season in order to travel our best, to feel our best, to look our best? And also, you know, we'll be chatting about detox and these panic detoxes that so many people do ahead of the holiday season in order to try and drop weight and look in their mind physically better when they're on holiday. Please let us have your questions for the prof on 061-895-1019. We'll chat with the prof straight after these words.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Thank you so much for joining us today on this beautiful, beautiful Monday morning in Johannesburg. I'm chatting with Prof. Celine Bernstein, and very, very important topic, and I think it can add substantial value to people's lives and keep them safe over this upcoming holiday season. Prof, thank you for joining us. It's wonderful to be chatting with you again.
You too, Nicholas. Do people really understand the word detox? Explain the word detox. It's a way to support the body's natural systems through diet and lifestyle changes. Detox simply means giving the body a break from the constant overload. Processed foods, sugar, flour, alcohol, even stress. And detox allows our natural detox organs, your liver, your kidneys, your digestive system, to function optimally. And the general goal here is to provide those organs I mentioned with nutrients they need to function optimally. It's not about starving yourself. It's about clearing inflammation so you feel lighter, sleep better, and go on a holiday with more energy and confidence. Hope that is clear.
Absolutely. And I think just to touch on the last point, it is so important, the energy levels that we take into the holiday with us, because I think so many of us, myself for sure, because are feeling it. The last 3 months have been absolutely nonstop, with traveling all over the world and working incredibly hard with events and competitions and feeling fatigued. And if you're feeling fatigued because you're not eating well, you're stuck on hotel buffets, and we'll get into that, you're not really able to enjoy your vacation, your hard-earned holiday, as much as you should, nor are your loved ones able to get the most out of you. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to chat with you about this topic. And, you know, I think you covered very, very well what detox is. It's not, and again, I just wanted to maybe at this point, let's talk about, you know, panic detoxing and what people do on holiday or in holiday prep, where they're really trying to get their body looking better in their minds for where they're going to be. Maybe it's the beach, maybe it's the pool. How important is healthy detox versus potentially unhealthy detox?
Okay, so the main thing is I want you to feel lighter and more energized, and don't resort to extreme diets or laxatives. I believe in gentle, nourishing habits, such as eat real food,
non-starchy vegetables, lean protein, fresh fruit, whole grains, healthy fats at every meal. I really repeat, cut down on sugar, alcohol,
Prof, I think, is that your phone vibrating in the background there, perhaps? I think we're picking you up, sorry, on two different sources here. We perhaps have you on your computer and on your mobile phone. It's such a great point in terms of utilizing what's natural as opposed to what's unnatural, if that makes sense. Okay. In terms of the pre-holiday mindset, you know, what is the appropriate period to start getting your body ready for travel, ready for holiday? You know, and what are the important things that we can be doing ahead of holiday time in order to support our bodies?
I think
should we try and get the professor back, Craig, and we'll try and get the prof back. I'll just run through a couple of points that we're going to be discussing with the professor here on the show. We're talking detox, and having recently traveled, I've just come back from Tunisia, and it was an incredible experience, but with, you know, nearly 30 hours door to door with travel and limited because, you know, being kosher to a degree and trying to eat appropriately, meaning that, you know, there was no opportunity to eat there was no kosher meat or chicken or stuff. So I was sticking mainly to breads and certain other foods that I could manage. There was very limited fruit. There was very limited vegetable options. And you certainly start to feel it, particularly sort of at the end of the week. You're not feeling great and you're starting to bloat. And the trip out to Tunisia for me was far more comfortable than the trip back. One of the things with bloating, I mean, there is huge fluid retention. Airline seats are tiny. And when you're eating foods that are causing you to bloat, then you're really not feeling great. Cool. Prof, have we got you back? Are we good?
Thank goodness. Okay, sorry for the problem.
No problem. What I was mentioning was my trip. I've just come back from Tunisia and being very limited with what I was able to eat. The hotel that we stayed in, the restaurant was buffet, so you couldn't choose what to eat. You had to go and order from the buffet. Very limited vegetables, very limited fresh fruit. The only fresh fruit available was actually grapefruit, and in the morning everything else was tinned, and my only real options were sort of breads that were available, which were fantastic, obviously because the French influence. But the trip out was coming from South Africa, where I'd been eating clean and eating healthy, versus coming back. It was two different trips. I was very, very uncomfortable. What are the effects on the body of not eating appropriately that can affect us in our travel to and from holiday?
First of all, I really believe if you're going on holiday, you have to take a probiotic about 2 weeks before just to help your gut. That is very, very important. I know that you felt bloated, etc., and it's very hard. I don't know how long your trip was, but perhaps you could have just drunk more warm water with lemon. Try and walk up and down the aisle and avoid the night before leaving heavy late night eating. You have to soothe your digestive. And I would also take a digestive enzyme definitely before eating. And I mean, you said the breads were delicious, etc., but they do have an effect if you haven't been eating.
Absolutely.
Sometime. So, you know, I think a probiotic, a digestive enzyme. In fact, you take a digestive enzyme before you eat, and I would take another one after you finished eating. I mean, I go with my daughter to Australia, and I really don't eat on the plane. So I'm actually fasting for about 12 hours, and that's not dangerous. Just drinking warm water.
Yes.
And I feel better, but I am taking my probiotic, etc.
Right. The challenge with these trips, it was 30 hours door-to-door each way. So, that, you know, it was an extensive two very, very long trips. 8 hours to Dubai, a layover in Dubai, and then, you know, a flight to the airport. And then sort of to get through the airport in Tunisia was about 4.5 hours. And then still the trip to the hotel. So these were some of the challenges that we were facing, being there for nearly 10 days in a venue, sitting from 6 a.m. in the morning. Some mornings, some days we were finishing at 2:30 in the morning. So it a lot of pressure on the system, but, you know, very, very manageable. And I think some of the advice that I've gotten from you over the years that we've been chatting definitely applied. What I wanted to ask you, and just before we go to ads, was with the holiday coming up now, what mindset would you like people to be adopting in terms of having their best possible vacation, in terms of, you know, sort of detox and preparing their bodies for the upcoming holiday?
Yeah, let's get back to how to prepare. Try to eat earlier in the evening so your digestion works better, and you will be fasting for 12 hours because most of the time you'll be sleeping. Remember to exercise. That is so important. Walking, stretching, light strength work. And make lunch your biggest meal, and definitely keep dinner light. I want you to think of your plate, cut it in half, and then cut the other half in half again, which makes two quarters. And the main thing is to make one half vegetables and the other quarter add protein and the other quarter add special carbs such as quinoa, sweet potato, pumpkin, add some good fats such as avo or olive oil. And definitely avoid the bread, the pasta, and the potato. Remember, it's very important to eat protein at every meal because protein keeps you full and controls craving. You know, a lot of people say, I like to eat fruit as a snack, and I feel fine, but you've got to add a protein to that fruit. Fruit is a carb. And protein could be a nut butter or a handful of nuts. I mean, even a little small yogurt. But remember, protein and the carb together, right, to do this all the time. I hope that is clear.
Very, very clear. If we look at the idea of energy versus weight loss, you know, someone's goal might be to travel and be at their destination feeling lighter, feeling less bloated, and also but having more energy. You know, I wanted to sort of start on where should they start first. We've mentioned certain foods, the quality of the food, what are the quantity and some of the daily habits that they should be bringing in. We're going to go to ad break now, and when we get back, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, Prof.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle, and I'm joined by Prof. Celine Bernstein. And Prof. is a health mentor. And I think, Prof., not to get into trouble and give anyone's age away, but you have been doing this for a while, and you've seen results in so many, many people, and sort of the life-changing effects of changing our habits with eating that can have in terms of enhancing our quality of life. But what would some of the quick wins be before someone travels. So some small realistic changes that people can make in sort of the last 2 to 3 weeks before they go away, that can really, really help them move the needle in terms of how they're going to experience their holiday. I know we have touched on eating earlier, something I'm a huge fan on, not eating 3 hours before you go to sleep. I found for me personally, that's made a profound difference in my quality of sleep and then obviously the next day. So over the years, what have you gotten feedback on from people, your clients and people that you've worked with? What's made the biggest difference to their quality of holiday in terms of how they eat and prep themselves physically?
Okay, good question. First of all, I want to talk about hydration in a detox and what does healthy hydration look like. You know, being hydrated is key for digestion, metabolism, and energy, and definitely the quickest way to feel lighter. Aim for water throughout the day. Try and get filtered water or drink from your bottle, but don't refill that plastic bottle with water because it's not a good idea. And don't drink all the water in one sitting. Just remember that. Add lemon at night, add lemon or mint for digestion. Herbal teas also count, especially, as I said, ginger or rooibos. Mm. Don't forget about sleeping well, because our hunger hormones become chaotic and stress raises cortisol, which leads to weight gain around the middle. So to help your body reset, practice gentle breathing, go for walks, even take a warm shower before bed. Now, one thing I really want to stress, listeners, please be aware, avoid crash diets, detox pills, laxatives, or even very long fasts, especially without a doctor's permission. All these stress the body, slow metabolism, which obviously can cause rebound weight gain. So that's my advice before we go on holiday. Get your sleep, it's very important.
Can you share some of the feedback that you've gotten from clients, from people that you've worked with that have taken your advice and when they've come back from holiday as to what the experience has been like?
You know, a lot of clients said, you have definitely helped and guided me. While I was on holiday, I was very mindful of what I was eating. I only enjoyed the treat that was truly worth to me. I balanced the heavy meals with lighter meals the next day. They exercised every day. That they really enjoyed, especially after a heavy meal, went for a 15-minute walk. And I can tell you now, they drank water before alcohol, and they set a gentle limit. And you have to remember, this is about enjoyment and not punishment. And they came back feeling so much better in that they didn't overdo the eating on holiday. They were very, very mindful. They enjoyed themselves, but it wasn't what they did on a daily basis that affected them. It's what you do now and again that is of great benefit.
Right, 100%. I absolutely love that. One of my fondest memories of my time with my grandparents in Cape Town, they had an apartment in Rapallo, building in Sea Point. And after every dinner, because it was summer and the sun always set light, after every single dinner, we went for about a 30-minute walk with my granddad, and he was a huge advocate of that. And it made such a difference because you came back feeling much, much lighter. And Selena, I must say, you know, it was the 70s and the 80s, so spaghetti bolognese was very much part of the diet. And even after such a heavy meal, we felt light. And I think that movement is so, so important. I think to touch on, and you mentioned sort of these crash diets and laxatives, and I think there's so much panic around suddenly, wow, you know, the holidays a few weeks away. Maybe I'm not feeling my best. Maybe I don't believe I'm looking my best. And now I have to get in shape and I can jump into these type of things and taking laxatives and that. Please tell us, you know, sort of the effects that the laxatives have on the body and what are they really doing? And why are they such a high risk to us?
Got to really be careful. You know, laxatives strip minerals. They damage the gut lining. They create dependency. And believe it or not, they really do not help with weight loss, with fat loss. And they can cause dehydration and electrolyte imbalance. And to do a healthy detox, never use laxatives. Just start cutting out the foods that I mentioned. Go slow on eating so much sugar, etc. And you'll be prepared and you'll actually feel so much better. And take the probiotic, as I said, and you'll find that your tummy will work regularly. You don't need a laxative. Be careful. You need the energy to go on holiday and relax and have fun.
And I love the idea that we've discussed about with prepping in advance, starting to take care of your sleep, starting to increase your hydration. You know, water is the vessel that we use to detox the body because we can only detox by peeing, pooping, and sweating out the toxins. It's the only way to rid the body of any toxin. And all of those processes require water. And I think it's so important ahead of our holiday, if we start getting into that, not only, I think, physical detox, but perhaps the mental detox, we're starting to sleep a little bit more and concentrate on these things that are good for us. We can almost start our vacation a little bit earlier and go into the vacation with the right mindset. I remember speaking to people over the years, and most people have said to me, they only really feel that they're on holiday sort of from the 7th to the 10th day that they start to unwind. And I think if we start to bring on this type of mindset with people sooner, that the sooner you do this, the sooner you feel you're on holiday. I'd love your thoughts on that.
Well, that's very important. You know, people say, well, I'll just either take the laxative or I'll go on a fruit fast, etc. You've got to be careful. A lot of people are on medication, and fruit on its own will disrupt your sugar levels, and you don't want that. I think it's so important to avoid the wrong foods. I'm not talking about ingredients or anything. You will go out for a supper meal or a lunch meal before you go on holiday. Just eat less. Get up from the table. You know what I do? I always encourage my clients to have a small toothbrush and a small toothpaste tube in their bags. Go to the bathroom after you've eaten. Brush your teeth and you will feel a better taste in your mouth and you won't feel like snacking afterwards. So that's my guidance, really.
Absolutely fantastic. What are your thoughts on travel, flying in particular, and dehydration? You're sitting in the plane, it's relatively dry. We're in air-conditioned or heated airports, and we tend to dehydrate a lot. I know there's been a huge concern around sort of blood clotting, deep vein thrombosis, because we're not drinking a lot, people potentially drinking alcohol, which is a diuretic, or coffee on the plane and not staying dehydrated. What advice could you give us around flying and hydration, or any travel and hydration?
Well, I think it's so important to drink water all the time and get up and walk along the aisles, and you will find that you might wee a bit more. That's okay. Keep drinking the water instead of snacking on the wrong foods, etc. I mean, they do fill you up with the food when time is ready to serve the food, and then there's a snack afterwards. There's the alcohol. Always drink water before alcohol. I think it's very important to stay hydrated. You know, women or even men can take a spray bottle. You do get them at Dis-Chem, where you can actually spray your face to help your skin not get dehydrated, etc. I found that very, very useful, and so have many of my clients.
With regards to staying with flying, with weight gain, because, you know, sometimes I didn't sleep for the 30 hours on the plane, because, as you say, people were walking up and down the aisles, and I'm not a small guy. You're always getting bumped by the trolley on the aisle or by someone walking past. Your sleep is really, really poor. Is this something that's leading as well to bloating when you arrive, and sort of after the trip you're feeling bloated, you're feeling exhausted? And also then, how important is sleep in weight loss?
Sleep is very, very important. You know, you're not sleeping well, your hunger hormones become chaotic, and stress raises cortisol, and that leads to weight gain around the middle. So keep deep breathing, gentle breathing. Just take your probiotic. I mean, I'm repeating myself, but this is so important. And keep getting up, walking, even if you bump into Nicholas on the way. Just make sure that you're up and about and you're not sitting, because that can create clots, etc. And take your medication that is necessary.
Yes, absolutely. I think we've covered a lot on what to do in terms of preparing for our trip and our vacation. What do we do in terms of staying on track? Because it's very easy. I mean, yeah, probably if I tell you the hundreds and thousands of wonderful biscuits and cookies and baked goods that were available at this hotel, and the temptation is there, it's always massive, and we figure, well, we're away, we're on holiday, one won't hurt. And then suddenly you start with a one, and then, you know, you trigger those sugar neural receptors, and our brain goes mad, and the brain's going, give me those glucose, and we're wanting to eat more and more. What can we do in terms of being on holiday, you know, with a healthy mindset around the food? And I think particular around food that we're not used to. You know, potentially hotel buffets. There's a lot of the stuff that we may have once a month as a treat that's right in front of us all the time. What would you advise our listeners to do in terms of just staying on track?
Well, the most important thing is, I don't want you to feel guilty, because you're on holiday. You need to enjoy yourself. The food is delicious, but you have to be mindful. Enjoy the treats, but if you've decided to indulge at the one meal, don't do this at the second meal. And is it necessary to eat 3 meals a day on holiday? First of all, you wake up late. You would obviously have a brunch at about 11, half past 11, and then maybe a snack in the middle of the afternoon. Keep drinking your water, and then at supper time, just try and eat less, even if you're wanting that potato, etc. Just eat half of it leave a little bit of food on your plate. That is so important. And balance the heavy meals with lighter meals the next day. And don't forget, as you said, to walk every single day, and especially after your meal at night.
Yes.
Remember, drink water before alcohol and set a gentle limit. Remember, you're on holiday. It's about enjoyment, not punishment.
That is absolutely. And I think it's about enjoyment, but also not changing your character. And I wanted to chat. I think we're going to go to ads now. And when we come back, I want to talk about alcohol and holiday eating. So let's go to this ad break. And when we come back, Prof, I'd love to get your thoughts about the alcohol holiday eating. How big an impact actually does alcohol have on our bodies, on our shape, and how we are feeling. You're listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday Show here on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm chatting with Prof. Celine Bernstein. We're chatting about detoxing, prepping the body for holidays so you can have your best possible holiday. Let us have your questions for the Prof. on 061-895-1019. Let's get some ads underway.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
Thank you for staying with us here on the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show on 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Nicholas Ingle, and I'm chatting with Prof. Celine Bernstein. Absolutely fascinating conversation. And we're going to touch on something really important in terms of prepping the body and our quality of life. And Prof, I do hope that people that take this advice into the quality of their improving the quality of their vacation, then start to carry some of this off into their daily lives as well. But let's chat about alcohol. Just before we went to a break, I asked you sort of just your thoughts on it. And I'd love to get your thoughts on how big an impact does alcohol have on how we feel, how we looking, you know, and the quality of our vacation.
You know, we had this wonderful discussion a few months ago about alcohol and the gut, and it really has a bad impact on one's health. It's so important, again, to take a probiotic and drink some water before the alcohol, and set your limits. Don't be tempted by your mates, etc. I mean, Nicholas, you can give your comments regarding alcohol. I always think of you.
Absolutely. You know, for me, thank you. It's very, very simple. And over the years, I think I've been sober for 19 years. I have many views and on alcohol and its risk on holiday, particularly for young people, for young ladies and guys that are traveling, where you're giving away, when you become inebriated, when you become drunk, you give away your ability to keep yourself safe and be aware of your surroundings, particularly in unknown surroundings. But that's a different conversation. With regards to nutrition, and I love your terminology of a gentle limit. The problem for me that I found with alcohol, and I think that many, many people have, you can make all the decisions. And that's why I always tell people who ask me, can't I just have one or two drinks? So the moment you have a drink, you're under the influence of alcohol. So any decision that you make sober goes out the window. And particularly then if you have two or three, it's much, much harder to stick to the decisions, the soft limits that you set for yourself when you were sober. So for me, the way that I deal with it is avoidance. But perhaps what people can do is take a soft limit. Perhaps they feel it's three, and then cut that in half to 1.5. Because I think there's no greater gift than we can give ourselves than being present and learning to cope with stress and pressure and having fun and all of these things without alcohol. But my view is very, very biased because I've seen the damage that it does. So perhaps a simpler answer to that question, take the soft limit that you would give yourself, cut that in half, and then stick to that. What are your thoughts on that, Prof?
I think that's a brilliant idea. So you're not avoiding the alcohol totally, but you have to do that limit. It's very important because you're going to feel horrible, bloated, uncomfortable if you're going to do this throughout the holidays. And
yes,
the holiday that you've looked forward to wasn't as great as you thought it would be. And that's because, mainly because of too much alcohol.
That's such a powerful point, Prof, where we've all had very tough, challenging years, you know, and we're coming into this year now for a break. We're looking forward to it. Don't deprive yourself of the enjoyments, the connection, and being present in this holiday and having these wonderful experiences because you're clouding it with a hangover or with alcohol. That's such a great, great point. What I also wanted to get on to, which is something that I'm a little bit of a victim of, you know, I held the record at a certain kosher burger restaurant for being able to eat 10 burgers in one sitting, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. So buffets are always a challenge for me. Restaurants can be a challenge. What is some of your advice for our listeners in terms of, like, you know, your hotel breakfast buffet, other buffet options? Are we constantly eating out? We don't really know what's going on with the food in the kitchen. What is some of your advice? What should we be doing? What should we be sticking to? You mentioned the plate structure as a starting point, but for me, that might be four or five of those plates. So I'd love your thoughts.
No, just stick to one plate. But if you are tempted to eat more, rather take a smaller plate and keep saying, I'm enough. I've had an evidence of sufficiency. You're not starving. You've enjoyed the meal. You've had what they offered. Go and brush your teeth afterwards. Go for your walk and feel better. Just remember to balance the heavy meals. Decide when you're going to have a meal with a lighter meal the next day. And I keep saying, it's not what you do now again that's going to harm you. It's what you do on a continual basis. Is it really worth it? And then say to yourself, never mind, I'll eat to the fullest I want. And when I come back, I'll go on diet. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work. Your blood, your tummy's not feeling right, you're constipated. It's just not worth it. How important is your health for the rest of your life?
Really? For the rest of your life. Absolutely. And I think that's such an important point as well in terms of the I blew it mindset, where, you know, people are thinking, well, I've overdone it. What's the point? I may as well just go big. And, you know, one sort of little bit of excess then writes off the balance of the holiday. And then they come home and there's either a panic diet or a crash diet, which are really so bad for our health, or they just continue. What would you say to our listeners if they are feeling, oh no, I blew it in a specific meal? What should they be telling themselves and doing?
Well, when you get home, just go back to basics. Remember, and you keep telling the listeners, hydrate well, eat three balanced meals, no starving, no grazing. Eat lots of vegetables and fiber to reset digestion. And think of my advice regarding dividing your plate. Cut the plate in half and the other half in half again. One half should be filled with vegetables. Other quarter of the plate should contain a lean protein. And the other quarter should have healthy carbs, such as quinoa, sweet potato, pumpkin, and don't forget about adding avo. Avo does not make you fat, or olive oil. You don't have to have the avo and the olive oil. And start reducing the sugar found in processed food. And something that I really want to mention is read labels. You mentioned to me when we were talking about alcohol and the effect on the gut, that you went out and you actually realized something was in the food that they didn't, the waiter didn't tell you about. Do you remember that scene?
I don't, but please go. The short-term memory is shot, I'm afraid.
But, you know, while you're on holiday, enjoy. When you come back, try and be a little bit more stricter.
Yes.
Not cutting out any food groups. That's very, very important. And always have a carb with a protein. Because protein makes you feel fuller and it stops the cravings. And
absolutely.
Follow what I say. These tips bring the body back into balance surprisingly fast. And as you said, don't eat 3 hours before bed.
Yes.
Don't go to bed with a full tummy. Eat earlier in the evening. Try and finish your meal by 7:30 and fast for 12 hours. Yes. 7:30 to 7:30 the next day. You're not going to get up in the middle of the night and get a snack.
No. Yeah. Prof, we're going to go to ads now. When we come back, I would like your sort of your thoughts, a final message. You've touched on a little bit now, but a final message for our listeners. And also, is a holiday a good opportunity to actually bring in new habits to carry on for the rest of your life? So I'd love your thoughts on that when we're back from these ads.
This is Medical Monday, brought to you with the compliments of Dis-Chem. Better health starts here.
What a fantastic show today. You've been listening to the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show here on 101.9 High FM. I'm Nicholas Ingle, and I've been chatting with Prof. Celine Bernstein in terms of prepping your body and what to look out for in terms of having the best holiday that you possibly can based on your health, what you're eating, what you're drinking, how you are sleeping. And Prof, just as we start to wrap up, I'd love to get your thoughts on, you know, just a final step, some advice for our listeners. And also, you know, just sort of your, is this an opportunity to start bringing in healthier habits?
Well, I think I've repeated myself a number of times in our discussion.
And we better start keep repeating until they start listening, Prof.
Absolutely. Well, because you never know. All of a sudden, you can't get rid of your tummy. You've got insulin resistance. You're pre-diabetic. Look out. It is so important. Don't just eat all the wrong kind of foods on a daily basis. But most importantly, you have to enjoy your holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Food is part of the celebration. But remember that your body loves consistency. So coming back, take the opportunity to say enough is enough. Remember to nourish yourself before you go. Enjoy what you're eating. Eat mindfully while away. Is it really worth it to overindulge and wake up the next morning feeling horrible so that you can't really enjoy the sunshine and the bathing? And reset gently when you return. No excess, no extremes. And no guilt. That's the most important message I'd like
What a great message to end on. Prof. Celine Bernstein, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Dis-Chem Medical Monday show on 101.9 High FM. My name is Nicholas. It's been absolutely wonderful to chat with you, Professor, to have our fantastic listeners joining us for the show. Implement the advice that the Prof has given us. Have the best possible holiday you can. You've certainly earned it and deserve it. And I look forward to chatting with you next week.